I, Vince Henderson, do swear.
I, Vince Henderson, do swear.
That I will faithfully bear true allegiance to the Commonwealth of Dominica, so help me God.
That I will faithfully bear true allegiance to the Commonwealth of Dominica, so help me God.
I, Vince Henderson, do swear.
I, Vince Henderson, do swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of minister.
That I will faithfully execute the office of minister.
Without fear or favor.
Without fear or favor.
Affection or ill will.
Affection or ill will.
And that in the execution of the functions of that office.
And that in the execution of the functions of that office.
I will honor, uphold, and preserve the Constitution of Dominica.
I will honor, uphold, and preserve the Constitution of Dominica.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I, Vince Henderson, being called upon to exercise the functions of minister in the Commonwealth of Dominica,
being called upon to exercise the functions of minister in the Commonwealth of Dominica,
do swear, that accept with the authority of the Prime Minister, I will not directly or indirectly
reveal the business or proceedings of the cabinet
or the nature or contents of any document
communicated to me in my capacity as minister.
So help me God. You know, since we have all of the media here, you may want to say a few words.
Thank you.
First of all, let me congratulate you on your election in Granby, which was not unexpected, and your appointment as a Minister of Government. I listened to some of the congratulatory messages expressed in the House by your colleagues on the government side. I want to add my own words of congratulation to you, and I have no doubt, having served with you in the cabinet as a minister, I have no doubt that the cabinet, the people of Granby, and the people of Dominica will in fact be well and fully served by you in your new capacity. So congratulations once more.
Many, many thanks, Your Excellency. As I used to say, I was a small excellency, and you're the big one. Or as I would say more appropriately, His Excellency Charles Angelo Savarin, as aforesaid. So, first of all, I want to thank you, Excellency, for your kind words. And I also want to thank you publicly for your mentorship that you gave me in the early days when I entered into the parliament and into the cabinet of ministers. You've served as a guide, as a leader, and this morning shows from your remarks that you still have what it takes. I want to thank you for that. I also wish to take the opportunity to thank my constituents, Tetmon, Montin, Picodo, Grand Colibri, and of course, Granby. I want to thank them for their support, for their votes, of course, and for the encouragement that they've given me. I also wish to take the opportunity to thank my wife, who is here with me, Dr. Hailey Henderson. I want to thank her for her support, for encouraging me to make myself available to the service of my country. I also wish to thank the many Dominicans, those outside of Granby constituency, whom shared words of encouragement, prayers, and support, sometimes advice and guidance. I wish to thank you for those. I also wish to take the opportunity, while in the presence of Dr. Saint-Hilaire is here this morning joining us. I want to thank Dr. Saint-Hilaire for his service, for his support, for his assistance, for his guidance. And my good friend, Senator Nicholls Espree. People still don't know who is Nicholls Espree. They know Shanks. So I want to thank Shanks for his support throughout the rigorous 28 days of campaigning. And also one of my closest and longest friends, Hezron Seraphin, who is also here this morning. I wish to thank you for your support, especially throughout that campaign. I'm not supposed to call names of people who are in service, in the public service, I think, although my name is there, and they seem to believe after the... I'm not supposed to bring the president into any controversy or debates.
Absolutely.
But I think it's a matter of public records that the Charles Saverin, Williams versus Charles Saverin case settles that matter. But I also wish to thank my friends in the public service who have always been of great support, and there is no contravention to the Public Service Act or the Constitution of Dominica. I just wish to thank you. I look forward to serving as a member of the cabinet and hope that I can make a contribution that will help, or my contribution in the way that will advance the cause of the people of the Grand Bay constituency and Dominica as a whole. I have had the opportunity to serve before in several capacities, and I embrace the opportunity to serve in this new portfolio. It gives me the opportunity to bring to bear the experience as well as the training that I have had in matters pertaining to my portfolio, and in particular renewable energy, as this has been my work over the past decade, and perhaps one could even say beyond that. I also look forward to working in advancing the causes or the policies that have already been articulated by our Prime Minister in making Dominica the first resilient island nation in the world. I look forward to performing in that role and to ensure that I can give support to my colleagues who themselves have been burdened with dealing with the many challenges that Dominica has been faced with, and especially brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. So I look forward to serving in the Cabinet of Ministers and to ensure that I can assist in moving Dominica forward as we seek to build a dynamic Dominica. Finally, and as we say, last but not least, I know we had a good friend who used to say, "Scary giveth and scary taketh away." I wouldn't say the rest, but I wish to thank the Honorable Prime Minister. It is he who has made this possible on two counts. And of course, being a member of cabinet, you serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister gives portfolios, and he can take portfolios away. He, in his wisdom, feel that I could make a contribution in this ministry, and he has appointed me to serve in that capacity. I will do everything to ensure that I advance his policies and the policies of the Dominica Labour Party administration. I also wish to thank him for the opportunity given to me to be an elected member of Parliament. He could have made me a senator and appoint me as a minister, but he felt that I could more properly serve as an elected member of Parliament, and in order for that to happen, he had to invite the people of the Grand Bay constituency to take a leap of faith, and they have shown truly that they have the utmost confidence in our Prime Minister and the Dominica Labour Party. So I wish to thank the Honorable Dr. Roosevelt Skerritt, the Prime Minister of Dominica and the political leader of the Dominica Labour Party, for affording me this opportunity. And I also wish to thank my many colleagues, now I can say colleagues, you know, parliamentary colleagues as well as colleagues, cabinet colleagues, who over the last month were unrelenting in their support in the Grand Bay constituency, being on the ground themselves with me, helping to make the burden lighter. I wish to thank them for that. Thank the media. I wish to thank the media for being here today. The GIS, Sir Daryl Tit and his team, and of course, my good friend, Curtis Matthew, although I suspect once I enter the cabinet, we may not be that good friends. But I wish to thank you for being here this morning. And I look forward to working with you in the days and years to come. Thank you.